John chapter 13, verse 3 to 14. John, anybody there? Okay. Maybe I should read it from here. 13, 3 to 14. 13 from verse 3 to 14. So I read it from here. Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he was come from God, and he went to God, he rose from supper and laid aside his garments, and took a towel and gathered himself. After that, he poured water into a basin, and began to wash the disciples' feet, and to wipe them with a towel wherewith he was girded. Then cometh he to Simon Peter, and Peter said unto him, Lord, dost thou wash my feet? Jesus answered and said unto them, What I do knowest not now, but thou shalt know hereafter. Peter said unto him, Thou shalt never wash my feet. Jesus answered him, If I wash thee not, thou hast no part in me. Simon Peter said unto him, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head. Jesus said unto him, He that is washed needeth not save to wash his feet, but is clean in every way. And ye are clean, but not all. Verse 11. For he knew who should betray him. Therefore said he, You are not all clean. So after he had washed their feet, and had taken his garments, and washed, and was set down again, he said unto them, Know ye that I have done so to you. Ye call me Master and Lord, and ye say, Well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed you, ye also ought to wash one another's feet. Praise the Lord. As workers, we are supposed to be servants of Christ. We should endeavor to become servant leaders as molded by Jesus Christ. We are supposed to serve. We are called to serve others. Praise the Lord. We are called to do what? To serve others. It's a volunteer work. It's not a paid work. Pastor Modupe cannot pay me. Pastor Adeboye cannot pay Pastor Modupe. We cannot even pay our pastor here, not to talk of pastor paying all the workers. It's a volunteer work, but you are not working for Pastor Modupe. You are not working for Pastor Adeboye. You are working for Christ. Praise the Lord. If that is so, and understanding that one, we need to serve faithfully. Praise the Lord. I thank God for our sister who ministered before me. We need to serve faithfully. We need to model our life as worker like that of Jesus Christ. He washed the feet of all his disciples. Praise the Lord. And what does that mean to us? It means that we need to serve one another. So many things that we do in church, it's all about humility. Praise the Lord. I want to tell you one thing. No church is perfect. A sister came to me after I ministered last week Tuesday in Minnesota. And she came to me and said, Thank you, Pastor. And I said, Thank you. She said, This is very refreshing. I said, thank God. She said, just to encourage me. She said, I've never heard this type of word. And I said, because I wanted to leave this church because they gossip a lot in this church. I said, I said, eh? He said, because they gossip a lot, particularly among the workers. I think the sister was in the choir. So they gossip a lot. And I said, I said, sister, let's be frank. So you have not listened to me several times. I've ministered in this church only 4 times. I said, it's refreshing to you. By the time I start with my holiness, you will not be able to stand under my ministration. Because I will so say it in such a way that you think that I was attacking you. She was laughing. She said, no, but this is refreshing. I said, but let me ask you, sister, are you perfect? He said, no, pastor, I'm not perfect. I said, good. I said, I want to give you an experiment. Let us say this church is perfect. You just told me that you are not perfect, auntie. He said, yeah. And you came into that church. I said, boom. The church became imperfect. Let's say you came to this church and the church is perfect. I said, it's like you put water here. You have water. Very clean. Very clean water. So the moment you put your hand into feces, maybe just small like this, and you just go to that water and you put it there. Is that water clean again? It's no longer clean again. He said, that is it. So it may be that you see. You say, oh, your administration is so refreshing. So I am not perfect. I am working on my imperfection. If I tell you, if I stand here and say that I'm perfect, I am lying to you. Praise the Lord. Jesus has called us to be a servant leader. No eye service, as my sister just said. A worker must be born again. He must be accepted. He must have accepted Jesus Christ as personal Lord and Savior. If you go to 1 John chapter 3, verse 8 to 10. Some of us, we are born again, but we are still struggling. But God will help us to get there in the mighty name of Jesus. How about holiness? We are supposed to be holy. Holiness is not just in the church. Something happened to me, and I want to tell you this one. In the place where I work, I said something, we're in a meeting and I said something, and somebody took an offense. And my boss called me. After he called me, he said, it's not the person took an offense that really concerns me. No, that's not it. But what really bothers me was that as a pastor, that type of statement came from my mouth. Praise the Lord. When my boss came, said, did you say that? I said, yes, I said it. I was really upset. Very, very upset by what the person did. Very, very upset. But as a pastor, I need to know better. Praise the Lord. As a minister, as a worker in the house of God, I need to know better not to get upset, not to work myself to that level. I was so upset. Say, how can a person be so, I don't want to use the word, but I use the word dumb. Because the way the person behaves, you know, I cannot imagine somebody. I say, yeah. But nobody is dumb. The person just doesn't know the answers at that time. Praise the Lord. Nobody is dumb. Nobody is created dumb. I shouldn't use the word. Amen. So we are talking about holiness. An embodiment as a worker. People are not just seeing you. Amen. They are not just seeing you, but they want to read the Christ in you, wherever you go. Anytime somebody says, are you call yourself a child of God? Please, if you are a worker in the house, let it bother you. Because that means that you have betrayed Christ in that particular moment. If you are not bothered by that statement, and the person is not joking, then you need to go back and ask for salvation again. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. You need to be faithful. In 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 1 to 3, he said, let a man so account of us as some of ministers of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. He said, moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. Praise the Lord. In the code of conduct of the church that I went, what I read now is from Redeem. In the code of conduct for that church that I have about 10 to 12 that I was comparing with, just to make sure that Redeem is not a cult. You know the way they put it here? He said, workers are encouraged to have integrity in their financial dealings. Workers must not seek financial gain from the church role. He said, workers should not use contacts of church members for commercial or financial interest or gain without consent from the church leadership. That's from another church. I can read about 12 to you. Just want to compare. Praise the Lord. We are to be found faithful. What are the rewards of being faithful? There are too many. You will be rewarded. You will receive the crown of life. You crown of rejoicing, crown of glory. Those are the reward of being faithful. Praise the Lord. You are to remain faithful. You are to be committed. I said earlier on that this is a volunteer work. Amen. How many people are being paid here as you are seated here? As an accountant, I can count how many hours and how many dollars that we are missing now. Some people are maybe on $50 an hour. Some are on $40 an hour. I'm not talking about, please, all nurses, I'm sorry. $60, $70 an hour. We have been here for almost 4 hours. Multiply those one. Multiply it by the number of hours that we are here. And nobody's going to pay you. Praise the Lord. But the Lord will pay you. Jesus Christ is going to pay you. And that is what we are saying. It's a volunteer work. But you are committed. You are here. You don't mind the financial loss that you are experiencing now. Because, I mean, we look at America, for every hour that you miss, that's money going. Praise the Lord. And I pray the reward that you are looking unto God for, the Lord will give unto you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. As a worker, you are supposed to pay your tithes. Amen. I met a worker who said that I'm still struggling with the payment of tithes. And I look at it, I look at all those churches that do they pay tithes? Yes, let us look at Matthew 23:23. Let's look at NLT version. Matthew 23:23. Oh, yeah? Okay. Let me do. I will read it to you. Okay. Matthew 23:23 saying, what sorrows await you, teachers of religious law, and you Pharisees, hypocrites? For you are careful to tithe even the tiniest income from your herbs. Say, but you ignore the more important aspects of the law, justice, mercy, and faith. He said, you should tithe. Yes. Praise the Lord. He said, you should tithe. Yes. But do not neglect the more important things. Because the argument that I've heard from so many people is that if tithe were to be so important, Jesus Christ would have mentioned it. This is the word of Jesus Christ. Amen. When you quote Malachi chapter 3, verse 8 to 10, to people say, oh, that is Old Testament. And the Bible was talking about the to the to the people in Malachi. Okay, that is true. But this is the word of God. This is New Testament. Praise the Lord. So as a worker, we are supposed to pay our tithe. There's individuality of relationship. When you look at the Bible in the New Testament, there were 500 that Jesus Christ, the crowd that he first of all put together, there were 500. From 500, what happened? He reduced them to 70. Amen? From 70, he did what? He selected 12. From 12, we have what? 3. And from 3, 1. It's not left for you and I to determine where we belong. Are you 500? Are you 70? Are you 12? Are you 3? Or are you 1? Are you John? Praise the Lord. And the church, we have people like that. Among the workers, we have 500. We have 12. We have 3. And we have 1. There are some people who will be close to the authority. Whatever that is going on, they know what is going on. But as workers, we need to get our back. Amen. We need to say, there are times that me and my pastor will disagree on some issues. I say, Pastor, I disagree with you on that one. But once we agree on it, you will never see me. We have agreed. Once we agree on something, say, Pastor, okay, I think that's the way we are going to do. That's the way we are going. That becomes the policy of the church that we are going to carry forward. We need to support our pastor. Amen. And I want to tell you something. I want us to read the book of Joshua. Joshua chapter 5, 1 verse 1. Joshua 1, 1. Joshua 1, 1 said, now, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' servant, Moses' minister. Who can tell me? Joshua here, God called him what? Moses' servant. Why did God not call him my servant? Why did God say Moses, the servant of God, but Joshua was referred to as Moses' minister? No. Well, you can say hierarchy. Brethren, to be a leader is difficult. Amen. To be a leader is what? Very difficult. Come and ask me now. When I was in Stanford here, in the office here, I was just leading a team of 15. I lead a team of 133 now. Honestly, 1 a.m., 2 a.m., 3 a.m., I'm still awake, reading my email, calling people, calling me in the night. Hey, we have this one. On Friday, I was about to leave. I said I need to have a conference call with the people. They said, oh, somebody in Ukraine just left this morning, and we have only one person that knows how he does something. I said, okay, let's have a conference call. And they have not been doing something for the past 2 months. I said, okay, let me have a conference call with everybody, all the leaders there. I want to have a conference call. I was supposed to travel. I'm coming back home to New York. So I had a conference call. On the conference call, they were telling me again that the last man who knows how to do this thing is leaving in 2 weeks. Amen. As at this time, when God, Joshua has been just like number two man to Moses. But Joshua has not been tested. That's why God has not cannot call him my servant then. It's very easy to be number two. Amen. Oh, very, very easy to be number two. I'm very happy as assistant pastor. Amen? But difficult issues, when it comes to difficult things, ask him. I say, Pastor, God will give you the wisdom to handle this thing. Amen. It's very difficult to be the leader. He called him, God called him and said, Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses, servant. He said, Moses is your servant too. Because I've not tested him. He's not been tested at all. He has not. When you see me sitting there at the back of the pastor, and I say, there are some issues. We are very small here. There are some issues that are very difficult for him to handle. Praise the Lord. And he'll call me, say, Daddy Popola, how do we say it? I said, Pastor, God will give you the wisdom to handle this matter. I will not say anything. Because I myself, I don't know how to handle it. Amen? That is the reason we need to pray for our leaders. I've been there. When we are having problems in the Tree of Righteousness in Nigeria, it was so difficult that we went to for a meeting, 7 o'clock. The meeting was supposed to last 30 minutes. We started meeting at 7 o'clock. We were there till 12 midnight. Pastor Khaled, everybody were just, all the ministers, they were just fighting. You think that these are the bundle of unbelievers. It's better. Please, I'm telling you this one. As much as you get close to the authority, you begin to hate the church. I tell you this one. It was because of that when I was leaving Nigeria, they gave us letter, they gave my wife letter, my wife said, so when I get to the United States, I'm not going to go to, I'll go to redeem, but I'm not going to be a worker in redeem. It's not possible I'm going, because I've seen it all. Amen. You need to. So when those things were going on, all the fighting, the whole this thing, the church, and we were all seated. You see, we were 21 ministers. It's a big church. It's a church of over 2,000. Well, we'll all be sitting down. And we'll all be listening to this, and I'll just say, what is wrong with this church? Now, you know, God has a way of settling his matter in the church. Whatever it is, God has a way of settling everything. When the whole thing settles down, the Baba who was causing the problem now came. All of us were seated like this as a minister. And what, you know what Baba said? He said, when I was misleading you, when this thing was happening, how many of you prayed for me? So it was a big lesson for me. Because if you ask me to go and kill that man in Stanford Center, I will not take him around the corner before I shoot him. The way I dislike him, because he was the one causing the whole problem. But none of us were praying for him. We knew that things were wrong, but we're not praying for him. We need to pray for our leaders. As worker, that is the work that you and I, we need to do. That God, even when we know that this man is not taking the right decision, Lord, guide him aright. As our HOD, please guide him aright. So many times I don't, when I feel that I need to get angry, I don't get angry again. Maybe because of age, I'm getting a little bit more matured. Before, was like a fire. I give it to you immediately the way I see it. I try to simmer down now. To look at the other side of the equation. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. We need to be punctual. Some of us, we come in very late. When you come in very late, all the visitors, when they come, they will say, oh, this is the way this church is. They're always coming late. But thank God for this church. They know us for that one. Anywhere we go for an event, they know we will be there on time. Please let us keep that one. And God will help us in Jesus' name. Dedication. As a worker, you need to be dedicated. Know that nobody is paying you. You are not getting salary. But God is going to reward you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Discipline. I look at it in the United States, and this is not to say anything. It's very difficult to punish worker here. Praise the Lord. It's very difficult to punish worker here. Because I remember, you know, I was the one that she started to call Mami Odulade, Mami Osha. Because I remember Mami Osha in Nigeria, Mami Osha in Nigeria. The fear of in tree of righteousness is the beginning of wisdom. Mami Osha will not go after just ordinary worker. He's coming after us, the ministers. Our worker service starts 6:30 in the morning. If you come 6:32, Mami Osha will be at the door. So, and Mami doesn't speak English. And Mami also, And you know, it's like Kukulo Gawa. That is, we are our master. And you know, they learn Sophie. That you are the one that. You will sit at the back as a minister. At the end of the day, you go and wash the toilet. And you know Nigeria's feces. Eba, I didn't say. You see, naturally, I look at the mama and say, this mama is naturally wicked. But that type of teaching was preparing me for my wife. God bless her soul. When it's 35 and she doesn't come, my wife will not just come to church. See, she will not just come. Say, I'm not going to minister. You are the one that accepted the work. I just leave me as I am. She will come in by 8 o'clock when the service will start, and she will come with the children. That's it. Say, I'm not ministering. So it's because of you guys that I want to minister that. But the mama taught us well. Amen. How about transferring people? My pastor, Maya was dad. I was working under him. He was my pastor. I just went somewhere with him. He said, we need to go and check the land. We checked the land there on Sunday. And the following Sunday, he just came, without letting me know, he just came to the pulpit like this. We thank God. Let us rejoice. God has given us another land. So by the grace of God, Pastor So-So-So and Brother Popola, they will go and start the parish. I was, because the church is big, maybe there's another Popola at the back. Praise the Lord. Maybe there is another Popola at the back. That was how I was transferred from headquarters to go and start the parish. From that parish, they transferred me to another parish in Egbe. This is where, when you sit down, okay, the dust will be in your nose like this. Nothing. Before you get people, you are going to this ago in the morning. The evangelism before you go together. Praise the Lord. But the little discipline that we can give ourselves here, let us self-discipline ourselves. Before the pastor or the minister or your HOD discipline you, let us self-discipline ourselves. The fact that we are not paying your mortgage, the fact that we are not paying you, does not mean at CHS today, we have rules as worker that I dare not contravene. Praise the Lord. We have role in the church. Let us make sure that we obey this role. Amen. The fact that we cannot punish you, cannot discipline you, does not mean that we. If you are not going to be around, my pastor is here. I travel a lot. I'm in Minnesota. I can be in Minnesota today. I can be in Brazil tomorrow. I can be in Ukraine tomorrow. But I call him. Pastor, I'm calling you from, sometimes I surprise, hey, Pastor, you know what? I'm calling you from Romania now. Praise the Lord. But I let him know where I am. Amen. So that he will know where he's directing his prayer. He will not be praying for me, thinking that in Minnesota, whereas I'm in China. I'm in the Congas. God bless you. Amen. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Let us discipline ourselves. Soul winning is our work. So I'm going to quickly, because I can see that my pastor is saying that I'm taking too many time. Praise the Lord. Soul winning is our duty. It's our responsibility. How big this church is, it's not Pastor Modupe's job. It's your and my job. Praise the Lord. Let us make sure that we depopulate the kingdom of darkness. Fasting and prayers. Please, if you are members of a department, prayer department, God bless you. Please make sure that you are active there. Make sure that you are active there. Because not only that you are helping yourself, you are helping the church. You are praying for the church. So many people have been delivered in this church through their prayers. If you don't know, so many things that God has done through the prayers of these people that you don't know. Some people can only give account of maybe the things that God, what of the ones that God has protected us against that we don't even know? Workers' code of conduct. Our utterances. How do we take offense? What do we say? I just mentioned now that what I said embarrassed me. Not only because of the company, because the company say you cannot call somebody dumb, but because I'm a worker in Redeemed Christian Church of God. Amen. I'm a minister. Shouldn't have to say that one. Praise the Lord. Let us watch our utterances. Let us watch our conduct. As I said, this is not a teaching. Because some of us, we have gone through workers in training. We have been taught. But it's just a refresher class. And I will round up by letting you know that as long as we are human beings, in every endeavor, and we are all interacting together like this, there's bound to be offense. Amen. Some of us, we have seen the way my wife and I, we interact so many times, like it. But there are times that we disagree. Amen. We disagree. And that is husband and wife. You know what it means when husband and wife. We disagree. Even tongue and the mouth, they disagree. And there is one thing that I know about this church in particular. His sister said that this church is like a cult. She was saying it in a positive way. Don't get me wrong. She was saying it in a positive way. It's very difficult to break into this church because everybody is very close like this. And that is true. I've been going to several other churches. I've not seen anybody who will separate my food. Knowing full well that I don't eat chicken, I don't eat all these other things. But for the past year that Sister Foki has been here, anytime she wants to give me food, she knows that Bra Popola doesn't eat anything apart from fish. That is the love in this parish. Praise the Lord. I'm just giving this type of example. That is the love that makes difficult that in the love that we have in this church for each other. Oh yes, I've attended so many churches. They never bother to ask me, what type of food do you like? The wife of my pastor, every time she would do something separate for me. That is the love. When the sister said that Restoration Arena is like a cult, it was in a positive way. And where there is love, do you know that, you know what Satan always go after? Is that love. Praise the Lord. I pray that that love, Satan will not come in between us in the mighty name of Jesus. The code of conduct is that wherever they see you, let people know that it's a worker from Restoration Arena. This is a worker of Christ. This is a worker that is heaven-bound. This is a worker that is not doing eye service. I pray that the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Let us rise up. Let us pray that the Holy Spirit will help us not to be workers of iniquity in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. That our work will be rewarded in the mighty name of Jesus. Let us continue to pray. Let us continue to pray.